How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
You're on The Bert Show.
So I need to learn how to say no. I know it kind of sounds ridiculous, but I have been a yes person for all of my life, saying yes to whatever in the workplace, saying, yes, I can work for you. Yes, I will do another task. Yes, I will add on to this. Even in my personal life, I'm very yes-oriented type person. If a friend wants to go out to dinner or out to lunch, I'm always yes. Even if I don't have the time, I just say yes because I don't want to disappoint my friends and I don't want to disappoint people around me.
Very, like overly accommodating.
Very much so.
To be liked.
Yeah. Would you call yourself a people pleaser?
Yes.
You do it to please other people, not yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have the time necessarily to do a lot of things that I say yes to. Like sometimes I just want to stay home, but I feel like if I say, no, I can't go to a dinner that night, then I'm letting that person down or I feel bad about it that I'm not out with them and I'm just sitting on the couch doing absolutely nothing when I could be more productive and saying, yes, I can go out and do that.
Sure.
So I don't know how to say no. I mean, every time I go to say no, I feel bad. I just don't.
Javi, you can speak to this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that...
Melissa, you can't.
I can give you advice on the opposite.
You know, I think it's, you know, part of it is growing up and part of it is determining what's important to you and setting boundaries on what's important to you. So if your time during the day is to accomplish your things and you have a friend who, you know, asks you out to lunch, you just say, you know what, I have got so much going on today. I would love to go, but I just can't today. But I'll try to make it up to you next time. And I think it's kind of coming up with tools and words to use and phrases to say that make you feel okay with saying no. Mm-hmm. And the better you get at those, then the better it feels. Because you're protecting your own time. You're not feeling frazzled and stressed out trying to accommodate everybody else. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, when you do go to lunch with that friend, you're going to be much more present because you're not thinking of your to-do list that's a mile long that you haven't gotten to because you always say yes to everybody else.
Somebody once said the standard answer for everything, to if you're a yes person, is give me 24 hours to
every 24 hours
to every single question, because then you can sit down and process whether or not it's really worth what they're asking
the
you
sacrifice.
To do.
I'll tell you where Oprah Winfrey screwed me on this whole thing.
Okay.
A couple of years
Scrooge-bird!
Ago.
Scrooge-bird! Right up the booty!
So I heard her in an interview, and you know, Oprah has Oprah wisdom, so anything she says, you know, you got to at least listen to.
After you repeat it in a sing-songy voice.
So her theory on the show one day was, all you have to do is say no. Like, you don't owe it to anybody to really tell them why you're saying no. They don't really need to know why. A no is, you just, it's a no. So let me tell you how this, I got screwed on this whole thing. So I was invited to go to a hockey game, a Thrashers game, years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had the night open and everything, but I didn't want to go to the game. I'm not a hockey fan. The person that was inviting me, I didn't think would fill the time, space, you know, with, you know, great conversation. It didn't seem like a great time to me. So I just said no. He said, you want to go to a hockey game? And I'm like, no thanks. And that was it. And then he started emailing me and texting me, asking me why.
Oh, say,
Yeah, and I went the honest route, and I just said, you know, I'm just not a big hockey fan, man. It just doesn't sound like something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but I got tickets to a hockey game. That it's just it's just not my thing, man. And he was so offended that I think that was the beginning of our fractured relationship.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So you can say no, but spare somebody's feelings at the same time, though.
You have to lie. Like, I should have used my kids, you know?
as an excuse.
As an excuse or something, instead of just saying, because you get to a certain part in your life, and your time is sort of compressed. And you really got to get very good at time managing, which I'm awful at.
And you have to schedule time for yourself.
Which is for
like
me.
If you need a night home to sit down and pay your bills and go through your personal stuff and do your thing, like you have to set that out on the calendar like it's a date night with yourself. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody says, you know, if your BFF says, oh my gosh, Tin Lizzy's is doing this, we got to go tonight.
Bert will be there.
They've got $2 margaritas. Oh my gosh, when are we going to afford it? Let's go. It's going to be so much fun. Let's go. You just have to say, you know what? This is my night to sit down. I've got plans.
I got plans. You don't even have to justify anything. Mm-hmm. Just say I'm busy that night.
I have never been successful at saying no and just no without giving an explanation.
And like, I fault Bert's friend because that's not fair. Like if somebody mm-hmm. says no to a night, you can't guilt them for saying no. Mm-hmm. You know, because then you're guaranteed that that person is not going to want to be with you ever again. So mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just saying, my mom always used to tell me that you don't have to give a reason or an explanation for any no. You just simply say no, and they don't need to know and be justified in hearing that you're not going to do it. And women are really bad at that. We've gotten to the point where it's okay to say, no, I'm not going to kiss you, you random strange guy. But it's not okay to say, no, my best friend, I'm not going to go out to lunch with you. We have to be okay with ourselves enough to say, that's just it. It's for me. No.
But the problem is Wendy will kiss a random strange guy.
Right. Well, she doesn't want to say
always
no.
Yes.
Right.
I feel bad. But I mean, I'm curious if it's a gender thing because I just assume, because women, it's that whole rude thing. You don't want to be rude. If somebody asks you, don't be rude. And then I think like when Jen was saying, it's kind of part of growing up is that you learn to kind of be in your own and you have the ability to determine what you really want to do and what you don't want to sacrifice the time to do.
For me, it's not a gender thing. I just think the way that I was raised, I'm always trying to get appreciation from other people. Acceptance from other people, and you never want to let them down.
Then why wouldn't you loan me your cup earlier?
I would have. I just didn't think.
Oh, you mean
I
that
thought
cup?
It was going to be too big.
Yeah. Damn it. Walked right into that one.
And I think that's part of it. I just don't want to disappoint anybody. And I think by saying no or that I can't do something and then I just want to sit on the couch and I'm not doing anything and mm-hmm. where I could be doing something with them, but I'm letting them down by not being able to do something.
You're really not. I think if you tell a friend no to go out and hang out, like the hockey game thing, if that same friend came to Bert and asked him to go to dinner and he said no, and then asked him to go to lunch and he said no, at that point, that friend is going to feel pretty rejected. And I think mm-hmm. the fourth time, you're going to probably have to ask them to do something. But I think every once in a while, no is fine. They're still going to be your friend. And you got to like practice it to see that the result isn't that your best friend's not going to be your best friend anymore because you told her you can't go out on a Tuesday night. It's that... Mm-hmm. If you tell her no 15 times in a row, then okay, then you'll talk about it. But after one time, not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. The other theory that you could use to think about it, and follow me here because I'm tired today and this is confusing, to me at least, in my own head before it gets to my mouth. So good luck with this, is that the inability to say no and saying yes to everyone is actually a very selfish act. Because what you're assuming, let's say Melissa invites you out mm-hmm. and she got tickets to a Braves game and she said, Wendy, do you want to go to a Braves game with me?
In a morph suit.
And you feel obligated to say yes because, oh my God, Melissa invited me out, blah, blah, blah. Essentially, what you're saying is, I have to go with Melissa because she invited me and she doesn't have anyone else. And I'm the person that she needs to go with because she's not going to be able to have a good time mm-hmm. without me unless I'm there. That's not true. Let's use Jen.
Whatever.
Jen invited.
Just because I don't ask you.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
The selfishness of you saying I have to say yes to everyone and everything means to what you're saying to that person is I'm the only one you can have a good time with.
You're a selfish people pleaser. Selfish people pleaser.
That didn't even enter my head.
I didn't even think about that part of it, but.
And it may be an insecurity, like if you're not there, you're going to miss something.
I'm going to miss something or I'm not accomplishing anything. I'm being lazy.
Here's Mary. Good morning, Mary. You're on Q100.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Very good. I have no friends now because I said no to everybody every time. I had a very busy life and I said no. And now I really don't have any friends. It's nice. I mean, I like myself, but yeah, I have no friends. So you might want to say yes on occasion, even if you don't want to, but you don't have to say yes all the time.
I think
this is probably deeper than just saying no occasionally.
Yeah.
Like you're sort of living on this island by yourself because you're work, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's different.
I do too.
I think that it also makes you, to me, I think it makes you more efficient with the friends that are your closest friends. I mean, I do think that if you have a busy life, which you do, and you have friends that understand that, and you do get to, and you work things out to where you do get to spend time together, but it doesn't have to impose so much upon your personal life, you know, like your private time, then that's a good friend. But if it's somebody that's going to guilt you, because that is another conversation for another time. But the guilt friends, I mean, have to be called out, because those are the selfish people. That's the rudeness right there, is if you say no, you should be allowed to say no.
To me, you can say no to the little stuff, but be there for the big stuff. Go to your best friend's birthday dinner. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Attend the engagement party. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're there for the big stuff that holds bigger meaning than let's just go grab happy hour. You know what I'm saying? But you can say no to happy hour. Every once in a while, it's fine.
You'll never find a balance in any of this. I don't know anybody that has balance in any of it, like between your personal life and your professional life and your me time and being there for everybody else. I don't know one person that's figured it all out.
I'm really trying hard to figure it out, but I'm not doing so well.
When you get there, please write a book so I'll be the first to read it.
Now she has to write a book. Nicely done, Bert. Well played.
No.
There you go. It's done.
She learned.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.